Go. Connor?
Yep.
Connor?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good, Trey. It's the cold front was unexpected.
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
I didn't like it.
I walked out to go to the gym, and it was a little chilly.
My walk today was frigid.
A little chillier than I was expecting. Also, Trey, I am 45 pounds away from the squat that I was doing in high school.
Hell yeah.
So.
Look at that. We're going to get back to our high school selves.
Just 40 now. I'm also down 2 pounds.
There you go. Congrats.
I'm down almost 10 since...
Since when?
A few months ago.
Oh.
And also...
Austin's looking good.
Yeah.
I got noticeable arm and leg definition, so that's exciting. Oh,
Jessica's been all over him.
I bet.
I got to work on... the one thing I've never been good at getting any definition in my chest.
Shame.
So that's
I have the gynecomastia, so I can't.
Can't what?
Get definition there.
Well, if you lose some weight, you'll just have skin flaps hanging
off. Oh, actually, this one gets down, this one doesn't.
Interesting.
It's like surgery is needed.
Dang. And it was from taking
a...
I've never gotten definition
on my chest.
Same.
Not steroids.
It was like an acne cream.
ADD medicine.
Right?
ADD, yeah.
You're thinking of the acne medicine that like Trizol. That gives you super crazy acne and then never again.
No, I don't think I know that.
There's an acne medicine that you can take that can cause birth defects.
Oh jeez.
But it gives you like it basically like runs your skin through all the acne you could ever have and then you have nothing left.
No, that's funny.
Accutane, maybe, is what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello and welcome. I'm not going to really speak that loud.
Trey's always doing his Paul Lynde impression.
Who's that?
That's the voice you're doing.
Paul Lynde? I think you're loud, Austin.
Paul Lynde.
Am I loud?
Hey! Have you ever watched any, like, highlights of Hollywood Squares?
No. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So the guy
I'm probably just doing an impression of someone doing an impression, honestly.
Yeah, so the guy in the middle that's always like, well, how can I help you?
Yeah.
He was like the uncle on Bewitched, but he was always the center square because he always had some funny little quip.
He's very catty.
He's the Charles Nelson Reilly of Hollywood Squares. Look how quiet I am now. Turn me way back up.
Though I do like the episode.
There we go.
Where Joseph goes on a vision quest, and Bobby has a vision at the end where he's a panda in the middle of Hollywood Squares.
The musers this morning were talking about like championship rings.
More like the snoozers.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And I wanted to, they were talking about Cowboys rings, and I wanted to tell Craig to go watch the Willie Lane episode of King of the Hill, which is might be my favorite. He blocked that kick, you know.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite King of the Hill episode is.
Mine's either that or the one where Hank gets a new truck.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I found water in the exhaust this morning, Peggy.
That is a great... Yeah, and he's like crying at the movie.
The truck is your father, Hank.
Why do people hate Peggy?
People hate Peggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people online do. She's a... I mean, there's a couple episodes where she's incredibly selfish, but...
Mm-hmm.
Who is a good episode? I really like the episode where she buys a bookstore.
Yeah.
Dale runs a gun store out of the bookstore. You can have a gun, but you also have to pick up a book on your way out.
It's a good bit.
Trey, my friend Ashley today said... She sent this meme, this template of her, this picture of her. She's like, my friend said this would make a good meme template. What can you guys do? And so I made... Trey loves it. All right, let's start.
My cousin is like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
All the
9/11
stuff.
So much 9/11 shit.
All right, let's go.
I sent him that, then I sent him one. It was like, when you and that cousin meet in family reunions, and it's like Batman and Catwoman making out.
Nice.
He was like, what the fuck?
Is it Chad?
No, it's another cousin.
No?
Is this the cousin that Dalton got mad at you for saying was hot?
Yeah, one of them. Seth. I told him, to be fair, I only sent this to you and Chad, so. Because I know Seth pretty well.
It's okay to say your cousin is attractive.
I said that.
And you're just not attracted to them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I have hot cousins with big old jugs.
Oh, I have hot girl cousins as well.
That's sick. All right, let's go.
High five, bros.
Hell yeah. Silence.
Is what Trey demands from his lover.
It's my favorite 2010 Scorsese movie.
Silence. Oh Christ, it's already started.
I thought we were going to get through an intro without a damn.
Is that an obscure movie reference?
Trey, are you going to see Late Night with the Devil?
I already saw it.
What did you think?
It's really good.
Okay, cool.
It's really good.
It has Dune Part 1's David Dustmalch.
It does.
More deep.
He actually does that in the movie a few times.
Does he go, Lisan Al Gaib?
Yeah, he does. And he winks at the camera.
Oh.
It's really good. It's very unique and very atmospheric.
I heard it's all AI generated.
It's like 3 AI clips, which is not good, but, you know. Hey, ton of shows these days have AI backgrounds, right?
Not any shows you work on, though.
Definitely not.
All right.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. How are you guys doing today? I'm Trey Mitchell. This is Austin Guttery. Austin?
Trey, I think this might be our Xbox 360th episode, or is this 361? Really? Did we miss our 360?
Have we already done our PS5 episode?
Yeah, that was almost seven years ago at this point.
Episode 5 of PS5.
Oh, that was over 7 years ago.
This is
360?
Episode 360.
Okay, we have come full circle.
Yeah.
We're nearing 8 years. We're seven and three quarters years of this damn show.
Jesus. And what do we have to show for it?
Sour jelly
a house,
beans.
A marriage, 2 dogs.
Trey, you got a big bag of pumpkin seeds here.
I do. They're very delicious.
Couldn't have bought those without the show.
No, and these are brought to you by Go Raw Organic Sprouted Pumpkin Seeds with sea salt.
Hey, there's one thing I know about Trey. He goes raw.
I do.
All the time.
Just spit in my hand, go raw.
Speaking of raw.
We got Connor Eisenhower here as well.
Yeah,
he loves
that's a wrestling,
wrestling
reference.
And raw.
Nice. Good, sick reference, dude.
That's a sick reference. We got one of Connor's live wrestling parties coming up this weekend.
Legendary wrestling parties, as opposed
to my like live to tape wrestling.
His pre-taped wrestling parties.
He has pre-taped parties, which are subpar.
We come over and just watch a video.
Yeah, he just puts it on. No, he has a projector. He puts it on. It's like slideshows, like how they used to do that in the olden days.
Oh yeah,
you know,
like, I've
seen
many
Family Vacation,
many a Simpsons episode where that's a
the slideshow. But no, Connor's got his little TV. He's going to put on the wrestling match.
Right. You guys are going to come over. My iPad will be set up and we'll all
watch
it.
We have to have a magnifying glass to see the TV. You know, everyone gets a magnifying glass.
We can download snacks to our phone.
Yeah, we're going to get snacks.
I'm actually just going to set up the Switch as the screen.
I mean, it'd be an improvement, honestly.
Speaking of Switch, are you getting the Virtual Boy Switch?
April foolishness.
Nintendo with their hilarious April Fool's.
They had us going.
April foolishness.
At first, I thought it, for like 2 seconds, I thought it was the Switch 2.
I think I got bamboozled by something in the morning.
Was it hot
dog
water?
It was video game related. Oh. No, it was video game related.
You know, I want to make it clear that my office was talking about the 7-Eleven hot dog water.
I didn't see that.
It blew
that
up.
All you?
Everyone was, yeah. It's the worst thing I've ever tasted. We shot a video
with
it. Is that
a Blink-182 song, hot dog
You're
water?
Thinking of Fred Durst, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And we talked about sending them some and doing like a thing, and then the legal team was like, you guys know what hot dog water is and means, right?
What does it mean?
I don't know. It's cum or something. It's something sexual. Because it's a companion album to Chocolate Starfish, which is...
What does that mean?
Butthole. And so they were like, let's just not involve Limp Bizkit, which is a cum reference in itself.
I learned that from Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Episode season 5, not that great.
Yeah.
Really missing our buddy, our boy.
Speaking of music and speaking of video games,
TJ Miller, yeah.
Have you guys been way into the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth dog song that everyone's been jamming to?
I've not. You need to send me that because I've not seen it.
I've been loving it. The only lyric is bow wow wow, bow wow wow. And there's like a mission where you have to like follow a dog,
right? I need to play that because I liked Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Well, this is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Drain Drop. What is it? Dream Drop.
Dream no, Drop 3D. Dream Drop Distance is a different game. That's a Kingdom Hearts game.
Not to be
confused with Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep or 357 over 2 days or whatever it's called.
Y'all hear this? Trey, this has been hot. Now, if you like following dogs, in the slap.
I can see you following a dog with the song.
It's just this the whole time. I mean, there's some stuff later.
Is this like Slug Life?
What is Slug Life?
I think it's Sludge Life. I think it was like a game that came out a few years ago. And during Game of the Year, Giant Bomb, they did like Best Song. And they
gave it to Slug Life?
Sludge Life, I want to say. Or Sludge...
Slug Life is a sexual Korean thing, I think.
I think this is it.
As opposed to a non-sexual Korean thing.
It's Sludge Life by Big Mud.
Yeah.
It's the artist.
Gross. That sounds foul.
There he is. There's Big Mud. This was their song of the year?
No, this is like a song they talked about.
Oh.
Or they was like, it was like album, like best music of the year. This is like a song they were talking about.
Big Mud is what I call Trey after we go to a chili contest.
Woo! Because he'd be having that diarrhea. I hate this. This is no bow wow wow.
No. But it does slap though, kind of.
It really does.
Yeah.
Speaking of slap.
When are we going to get DJ Mark on to do video game music segment?
Call him up.
We need to get him on.
You're the producer.
I am.
You're both the host and the producer.
We're all the Blake and the Jake.
You can talk to him next week when you have some way to reach him, since you don't have his number.
I have his number.
Oh, never mind.
I know Mark very well.
I didn't say you didn't.
I produced a show.
Trey's getting defensive about this.
I'm very defensive.
I love Mark. I'm in love with him.
I'm in love with him. He's my lover. Shout out to DJ Mark.
You know, DJ Mark is on the radio where he broadcasts music, but sometimes they broadcast news on the radio.
I like how you try to make that segue five times. We keep derailing you. But yes, we need to do the news, Connor. The only way we could do the news is the news song. And Austin... You got your little bow wow. Can you do a little new song with that?
I have the new song right here.
Okay.
So hold on. I think this might be the first new song with music we've ever done.
Yeah.
Gamescast news. Gamescast news. Gamescast news. Gamescast news. One more time. Here we go. Connor and Trey. Connor and Trey. There we go.
There we go.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
In one of the more confusing news items this week, the Embracer Group has sold Gearbox and Borderlands to Take-Two for $460 million.
Yeah. It's weird that you see a video game company sale like this. It's usually an acquisition.
Didn't Embracer, like, they were gobbling up all these companies a few years ago.
Well, this is going to be weird with the... Borderlands movie coming out soon.
I think Borderlands 4 is also rumored.
I saw a poster at the movie theater for Borderlands.
Weird.
I know. It looks cool. I don't know.
What
I've never played Borderlands.
Very odd is that Take-Two is the publisher for Borderlands.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So who sold what to whom?
So
the developer sold it to the publisher?
So Embracer Group was a group that was buying up companies.
Right.
To just have. Before Embracer bought it, Gearbox was having Borderlands published by Take-Two
Okay.
Yeah. And so now they sold...
So Take-Two just owns it outright now.
Correct.
They own Gearbox outright.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they bought the whole company.
Right.
Okay.
Huh.
So now Gearbox is like an internal team for Take-Two, kind
of? What's this going to mean for Battleborn?
I have very little doubt that it doesn't exist anymore.
No, it closed like a few months after. Okay, yeah.
I think it was that game, but I think I remember a friend of the podcast, Austin Guttery, and his roommate, Aaron, who looks like Adam Davis, playing that.
I've never lived with a man named Aaron.
No. My friend Austin Guttery. Austin Engler. Okay. Sorry, not you. Like, Austin Engler.
Too many Austins.
There's a lot of Austins, a lot of Adams, a lot of Aarons. Austin Engler, this was like when he was in college, he had a roommate, Aaron, and they would play Battleborn. And I remember it being the most bare bones, shitty looking thing ever.
It was like Walgreens Overwatch, basically.
Yeah.
Can I also tell you that this is a hilariously bad deal for Embracer Group?
That they only got half a bill for it?
How much did they buy it for?
$1.378 billion.
Oh my god. Jeez. Was it really losing that much money?
I feel like Embracer Group was losing that much money.
Oh, okay. So they're just looking to make up any cash?
This was a sell-off because they are doing very poorly.
Oh no.
They took on too much.
Yeah.
Good. I don't like these private equity and acquisition firms, and I'm glad that they're gobbling up too much.
I love acquisitions.
Here's a quote from our boy, Randy Pitchford. Hey. Who I think if we had a... like a...
Mount Rushmore,
Randy Pitchford would be on it.
Gamescast, people we talk about.
Yeah, Randy Pitchford would be on it. I don't really know who else right now, but...
We got to think.
Definitely Pitchford. He's probably in the Abraham Lincoln spot.
Okay.
As a significant long-term Embracer Group shareholder, I believe in the strategy for Embracer Group going forward and am completely convinced that this transaction is the best possible scenario and an obvious net positive arrangement for Embracer Group, for Take-Two, and of course, for Gearbox Entertainment.
Why even say anything? Like, why do they have to have CEOs say stuff? That was the most generic business words I've ever heard. Like, he's not going to go out there and talk negatively. Why even say anything, Connor?
That's a great question.
Why do athletes have to talk after games?
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It's weird.
So this was also...
It's called The Way It Is, as wise man once said.
This is a cost-cutting and restructure process because last year Embracer Group had a $2 billion deal, a cash inflow deal, that fell through.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of this is they laid off 900 people.
Great. Good Lord. Good. They need to be. They're all woke now.
Yeah. And this is also, we've talked about this story when they said, hey, we need to milk the Lord of the Rings franchise for all we can.
Did they make Gollum?
No, I don't think they did.
No, but
did they make Shadow of War?
No. Shadow of Mordor was WB, right?
That game is very fun, by the way.
Yeah. I need to play it.
I hear that you have a week upcoming that you might be able to.
Yeah. I have a couple of more addendums for your contract.
Stop!
By the way.
Stop!
Embracer CEO says restructuring is over. There are no other studios for sale now.
Well, that's good. Whoa.
He added that the divestment of Saber Interactive, which is another thing they sold, and Gearbox were, quote, two very important milestones.
Okay.
We are getting approached on a weekly basis by companies that would like to acquire certain assets within the group, and I've been very clear that they're not for sale because they're a very important part of the group and for the shareholders of the group going forward.
Good for them. I hope they lose all their money.
I hope they do, too. Nothing makes me more upset than investment firms.
Yeah. They don't... There's no benefit to society as a whole except for to the top of the people investing, basically.
There's certainly nothing useful for an investment firm to then turn around and buy the thing they're investing in.
Yeah.
It can be useful, though, as an influx to allow a company to grow.
Right, but usually these companies are operate as vultures and come in and basically just tear companies and pick the bones.
I agree. Trey wanted me to talk about Dragon's Dogma because it hit 2.5 million in sales after 11 days of launch.
I almost, I was tempted to buy this.
I kind of want to buy it because it looks pretty bonkers. Looks like one of those games where you can kind of, it almost reminds me of Valheim in a way. I don't know if it's the same deal. I don't think it's, I think it's single player, but where you can kind of just like, you know, ride big beasts and kind of F around and with weird physics, right? I don't know.
I had no idea what this game was, and I watched a review of it, and it actually looks very cool.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play it.
Yeah.
I have heard mixed things, and the only reason I say that is because the first one was a cult hit, and they did not do a ton to, like, change this. Like, it's not incredibly inviting for people who are unfamiliar with the gameplay.
From what I hear, it's almost like a reimagining of the first game.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're not holding your hand, is basically what I saw from a lot of people who were talking about it.
Okay.
What studio is this from? Is Capcom. This a Japanese? Okay.
Studio Jiggly.
This Studio is Jiggly. It's Capcom. Biggest launch of a single-player game on Steam for Capcom with an impressive 228,000 peak concurrent players.
Capcom's been doing really well the past, like, probably ever since they put out that Resident Evil 2 remake. Like, they've been killing it. And I'm hearing rumors about Resident Evil 9, and maybe there's going to be
Is that the one where there's a giraffe sucking itself off?
No, that's
cover.
5.
That's 6.
5. No, 6, you're right, 6. 9 is, they would be sort of in the same, I guess, trilogy as 7 and 8.
Well, I guess a giraffe could be doing like a sit-up, like a sit-up self-suck.
Well, I guess they're going to remake 1 is what I'm hearing.
Really?
That's the rumor. I feel like that's already been remade, but I think they would do it more in the style of 2.
That's a game that I feel like I know absolutely nothing about.
You should
about.
Play it.
I know it holds about up
pretty
well.
Resident Evil 1?
The horrible voice acting. That's the only thing I know about it.
You should definitely play 1. It holds up really well. It's really fun. I love those games.
I will not play it unless there are tank controls. So
it's not tank
controls.
No, well, not 1. You can change it.
Well, I'm out.
Okay, you're out.
All right. With
I mean, you
controls.
Can toggle them. You can toggle. So, but it's all fixed camera. I mean, it's really cool.
By the way, Studio Jiggly is a strip club in Osaka.
Well, it should be the name of Studio Ghibli.
More than 400 people are now working on Witcher 4, according to CD Projekt Red.
I have heard this. After the complete collapse of the Witcher TV show, this was the next logical step.
Well, they've been talking about this for a while.
Because it's their only successful game.
Witcher?
I think Cyberpunk's been doing
it's,
well.
It's turned
that,
around.
Yeah, it's had the...
it's no Starfield, but...
okay.
It's turned around.
Yeah.
I played a few hours of The Witcher.
Same.
And I saw the digital butt rendered on my screen, the sexy butt and boobs, and I was like, I don't know if this is for me.
Oh, okay.
I think
I played a little bit of Witcher. I know someone who's made me really excited to like play more of it, but also kind of scared because there's just so much of it, is Raz. I guess Raz Butin, our friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a bunch of like, not videos on it, but in his videos he'll talk about it. And the storytelling in that game and the world building just sounds incredible.
Yeah. Well, there are books.
Yeah.
Which is probably why there's a lot of deep lore and stuff.
Not even just lore, but just like good, like...
There's good storytelling.
Yeah.
I think I got this like a few weeks before Fallout 4 came out.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really give it a chance, but I have it.
I do too. I have it on PC and PlayStation, so.
Should we play the first two as well?
No.
Are they bad?
They're very hard to play. They're very inaccessible.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say just play 3.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you can ask something about it. I'm not an expert. I haven't played those two. I've just heard they're not very easy to play.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, more Witcher.
We'll never know. Yeah, I mean, good for CD Projekt Red because they kind of were they were kind of eating some bad public image on
Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk, yeah. Which turned around, though. So, I mean, that's, that's good.
It's almost like if they had just delayed it, it would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys see the leak today from Microsoft?
No. No.
Of an all-digital Xbox Series X.
Oh, yes.
That's not surprising.
I'll we're looking at a we're looking at a June or July possible launch.
That one makes sense more than the PlayStation one. Maybe just personally, I don't know, because I still kind of buy my discs. But with, you know, Game Pass, you don't really need it.
Well, I think this comes on the heels of everything that we've been hearing from Microsoft brass. Like,
sure.
Last month and the month before, like, they're more interested in having a machine that runs Game Pass than they are having, like, a game machine.
Yeah, and, you know, all the stuff Phil Spencer was talking about last week when we talked about all that, being like, where,
It's so essentially just... It's a conduit for Steam Pass.
Right.
It sounds... Not Steam Pass.
Game Pass.
Or the Steam Machine, remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Steam Link.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're just trying to barrel forward to a full no physical media future at all. Like all Game Pass. Which is Trey's dream. Yeah.
That is my dream.
Web 3.0 is what we call Trey 3.0.
Can't wait.
All crypto games. Yeah, I've come around on big physical media, or sorry, big digital media only. Yeah, huge discs.
I want to be as floppy as possible.
There should just be a way that you own it, and you can't disappear.
That's the thing. They don't want you to own it. No. They want you to play through Game Pass so they can take the licenses away and not pay for stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And sharing games. They don't want people sharing
games.
And
like with Warner Brothers, you know, just... I mean, not even movies. I mean, they took away the Adult Swim games. Like, they're just...
Yeah.
That is a very... I don't have that in this list, but that is a very weird story.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to pivot to that really quick, we can talk about that.
Sure.
Which, for anyone who's unaware, Adult Swim Games essentially delisted all of their games that were on Steam maybe about a month ago, kind of out of the blue. And when the companies who made them asked for the licenses...
I think it was Warner Brothers, right?
I just know that some of the developers asked for the... It was Warner Brothers, you're right.
Yeah.
Because this was on the heels of all the stuff they did with HBO Max.
Yeah, and
Cartoon
Acme
Network.
Versus Coyote.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
But...
Yeah.
But I saw the news that several of the devs said, like, hey, can we get access to our games back? Because we'll just put them up. And they were told no. And not because it was difficult and or that they legally couldn't, like the Warner Brothers couldn't legally give it to them. The company just said no. No
yeah,
thanks.
No. Not in our yeah. No really yeah, no want thanks. To.
Very odd story.
Something fishy is going on at Warner Brothers. Because
that's the worst.
Some guy. I know his name, but yeah.
He's the worst owner ever.
Very Donald Sterling would like a word.
Okay, maybe yeah. Donald Sterling's pretty bad too. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
What has he ever done? He got AIDS.
Got AIDS.
One of the greatest Donald Sterling quotes of all time was Magic Johnson. What has he ever done? He has AIDS. Sega of America workers ratify union contract after 6 months of negotiations.
It's happening thanks in part to our show. We know they all rallied around our big episodes.
That's right.
They did. It's all us.
Workers at Sega of America Tuesday voted to ratify the first collectively bargained contract of the U.S. arm of the video game company, granting new protections, raises for about 150 full-time employees.
Hopefully we can get to a point to where it's an industry-wide thing, kind of like the United Auto Workers, and we'll have some sort of, you know, game developing union, and it'll be the end of crunch. Good salaries.
Good salaries with crunch.
Great celery in the break room.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah, with the only crunch we need
is good celery.
It takes time. I don't know what the biggest win for unions has been recently.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, but this we've gone over this story. We've had this story. It feels like once every couple of months for the last couple of years. Like, the video game industry is slowly but surely rolling in the way of unions.
Yeah, it's been great. We want good games, and we want them now, but we also want the people making those games to not be dead for making games.
It also feels like we might be on the precipice of a little union revolution situation. That's my positive outlook.
I think it's like dominoes or snowballing.
Can we have a freelancer union?
It's not really how that works.
Yeah, because you don't have a boss. You can just quit whenever you want.
That sucks. Can't really collectively bargain for
set your
getting
own,
tired of these set your own housewife women. No, I'm kidding. It's a great job.
No, it's fine. I'll take it back.
No, they're paying me really well. Don't do that.
Hollow Knight Silk Song store page showed up on Xbox this weekend.
Connor.
April 1st, which people thought was a joke, and Microsoft executives said, no, it is not. It is real.
All my little Twitter Discord buddies on the Perry and Raz and Snowman Gaming.
That does
boards.
Seem to be a Discord boy game.
Yeah, it is.
For some reason.
It is.
Now, I always get it confused with Shovel Knight. That's different, right?
Yes, very different.
It is. Okay. Shovel Knight is very fun, though, I would recommend. But you guys don't like 2D platformers, so.
I couldn't get into it, but I see the fun.
Shovel Knight
in
Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Shovel Knight
fun to
is
be had.
Actually the... Certainly you need it for the other three versions of that game, but it is probably the least fun. It's the most just like generic platformy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did a lot with that game, like all that free DLC. I mean, there was a ton of stuff.
Well, so they basically, they released three extra versions of Shovel Knight with different playable knight characters, which was super fun. So, Hiroki Totoki becomes interim head of Sony Interactive Entertainment after the retirement of Jim Ryan.
Now, is this in Japan or is it just a Japan man in the US?
No, this is full interim chairman of all.
So
Sony
Jim Ryan was in Japan?
No. This is the head of Sony or PlayStation. Right, yeah.
Yeah, Sony Interactive.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see.
So what does it mean?
I hope better. I mean,
fewer exclusives.
Well, I think the whole Jim Ryan era, because when they announced the PS4, it was very fun, and it was Sean Layden.
Did Jim Ryan take his seat?
Oof.
PS4? Like after the launch of PS4?
Yeah, after PS4, probably like towards the end of PS4, beginning of PS5.
Okay.
Because PS4, you remember, the whole Xbox One, PS4 rivalry, and Xbox One shat the bed, and PS4 did the video of... Here's how you share games on your PS4. And it was just, here you go. PlayStation 3 was very fun. And they gave room for unique games. And, PS5, it's been just very cold.
It seems very serious now. It seems
very
hardcore gamer. You pay for this expensive console.
Expensive games,
for your games.
We have a very uniform with our games.
Boring Spider-Man games.
All right, you're going too far.
They're certainly worried about Game Pass. Like that.
It
has to be what it is. Like they're no longer like absolutely crushing Microsoft. So now they have to like seriously put their head down and like, no, we're gonna cold corporate.
I mean, they're like outselling the consoles though, like a ton, like massively outselling.
But I think they're realizing that is not the future of money making in video games, and they laughed off Game Pass for several years and now see how popular it is, and don't have the framework to catch up at this point. They're gonna have to put all their eggs in that basket.
Well, I don't know, because their exclusives though are so expensive they can't afford to put those on Game Pass.
Well, that and they have half their development team focused on making PSVR 2 games for the wildly successful.
They made some really. Jim Ryan, when he retired, he went to I think it was London Studios, like to say goodbye.
Yeah, and then
and they
got laid off
a
bunch of people right afterwards.
Yeah, right after, and he would have known that already. Like, from all I've heard about Jim Ryan, he's kind of a piece of shit. You know,
I mean,
like
it's hard to find a CEO. It's hard to find a CEO that isn't.
Yeah,
and he's got two first names.
That's true. Mark Cuban seems cool.
He doesn't have two first names. He has one first name in a country.
That's true. You should make that a list. First name country.
Okay, I'm named one other.
I'll get back to you.
Steve America.
Yeah, Steve America.
Carmen San Diego.
There you go, Carmen San Diego. Write that down.
That's a first name in a city.
Or place. How about place? Not
okay.
Just a place.
Name and location.
Name right. Location.
Jim Ryan says that PS2 sold 160 million units.
Do you think Switch will catch up?
No.
It's close.
Not because it's not a good console or anything, but just because, like, not as many people are buying consoles.
Buying Switch, though. Let me see here. Console sales. Sales all time. So, we have... I think we've looked this up like every month.
I got an alert on my phone. I have video game alerts sent to my phone sometimes, and it said that PS2 just passed 100 some milestone or something. Like, are those still being sold? Let me see if I can find this. Hold on.
So Nintendo Switch is at one. I think it actually might have passed it, but it's at 139.36 million. Because I think it surpassed Nintendo DS. I don't think this is updated.
I think the problem that Switch is going to run into is that we're sunsetting it, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be a year. Like, you won't get the, you know, Switch 2 until next year. And do you think mom and pop, do you think mom's going to know that this Christmas? Do you think she's up to date with the latest Nintendo news?
In this scenario, she's just buying her kid another Switch or?
A new Switch. The kid's now of age. Oh, he's 6 now? We'll get him a Switch. We'll give him
it's
a
actually
Nintendo.
16 in Texas.
Sorry?
What?
I think it's 17. Talking about age of consent?
No, just like, no. Like they're of age to play video games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I also meant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I also meant that, so.
Yeah, sure you did.
Jack Black says that we need to make more video game movies.
No, we don't. I love Jack Black, but he's
I think he's specifically
wrong.
Talking about it. One, that he really wants to get the ball rolling
Red
on.
Dead Redemption?
Yeah. Yes. He wants to be in the Red Dead Revolver movie.
Well, guess what? That movie is already a whole bunch of movies. So,
okay. How would I know about that, though, Trey? Where could I
Well, there is a
watch?
YouTube channel called Video Game Film School. You could watch a video on it.
Trey gets this real specific intonation in his voice when cocky film guy comes out.
No, it's because they did a video on it.
What was the obscure reference we got 1 second into recording?
Oh,
some Martin Scorsese
movie.
It was
Martin Scorsese movie Silence.
15 years ago.
It wasn't 15 years ago.
Is that the one about the Catholic priest?
It was like 2015 or something.
Excuse me.
Is that the one about the Catholic priest that TC loves?
Yeah, it's really good.
TC's in it?
Yeah, TC's in
it. He loves a Catholic.
TC loves it because it's a Catholic movie.
No. No, I'm referencing my YouTube channel.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Anyway.
But yeah, he said Red Dead Redemption should already be a game.
I mean, sure, but...
Or should be a movie.
I don't know.
Is he wanting to be in that? Because I don't see where he fits in
he
Red Dead Redemption.
Dutch.
I don't know.
No, he's got to get trim.
He should play Wario.
He'd be great. He plays Bowser already.
Right.
Is there a character he could play? He also mentions Grand Theft Auto. Is there a Grand Theft Auto character he could play?
Oh, sure. He could play a ton of characters in Grand Theft Auto.
He play Roman?
You can play any character. I mean, you can make a character for
him. He could be in the movie adaptation of the Sopranos game.
Sure.
He could be Tony.
What about the television adaptation of the Sopranos game?
Ooh.
Does that
he
exist?
Could play Tony. That's kind of like how the Pokemon trading card game was made for when you can't play the video game, so you have something to play, which is
the
trading card game. Then they
trading card game the game.
Right, they made a video game of the trading card game, so when you can't play the trading card game, then you can play the video game. It's a whole thing, Trey. It's movie stuff.
Just kids.
I don't get it. I don't think it's a good idea, but, you know, whatever.
I think we are in... I'd say this genuinely. I think we're in it might be a short-lived era, but we are in a golden age of video game adaptations in movie and TV.
I mean, you gotta make it like 310 to Yuma or No Country for Old Men or like the very prestige.
He's
like,
just
movie.
Listing off movies he's heard.
Okay.
That he's heard
I
of.
I love Western movies. I took a Western movie
then
class.
Then just say
in college.
Western movie.
He said Western movies. Well, everyone knows what No Country for Old Men is.
Okay. I bet if we walk down the street.
My God. I don't want to have this conversation. Stop it. Move on.
Former BioWare and Ubisoft developers are making a new action-adventure game called Eternal Strands.
Another Strand game?
Is this
game?
A Strand game? Yeah. That's a genre that's alive and well.
It is alive and well. Connor?
I guess I'm interested in this. I like BioWare.
What is it?
I do like BioWare as well. We'll see if it ever gets made.
It's a third-person action-adventure game drawing inspiration from like Shadow of the Colossus and Monster Hunter. You're fighting giant, massive creatures.
I'm in.
That is the Seth Rogen movie where he plays a blob of goo, right? And there's like a tall lady. And
a tall woman.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of a different movie. That's like Monsters versus Aliens, I think.
That's right. Trey's giving me the film bro look.
Trey, I thought you were a film guy. You don't know about Monsters versus Aliens?
No, that's beneath him.
Yeah.
He's rolling his eyes.
Okay.
Oh, they went so far. He rolled them so hard they rolled backwards and they're in the back of his head now.
He's too cool for it. Too cool for school. That's what I always say about Trey.
Yeah. Not too cool for video game film school, though.
That's right. He's, in fact, just cool enough for it. Anyway, that's the news. People saw some Ken Levine, that new game Judas, and were less than enthused.
Oh, no. Isn't that the fake Bioshock?
Yeah.
Don't you have to kiss Jesus on the lips and that? Trey's taking like a vow of silence or something. He's nodding at me.
You know what he's
won't.
Doing? He's actually paying homage to a very famous Martin Scorsese movie called Silence.
Oh, 2010? It was from 2010, right? Well, no one's corrected me, so I'm just going to say it's from
about
2010.
About 10 or 15 years ago, I believe.
I think it might be a 20-year-old movie. I think that's about how many people went and saw it as well, Trey.
Oh, freaking got him. All right, well, seriously? It looks like it's just me and Austin now for the rest of the show, so we're going to go ahead and move on to what will be our final segment, because there are no twigs this week, and trust me, I looked at all of it.
There was got to be something that came out.
No, there was
nothing. A Mad Catz controller or something?
No, there was nothing, dude. I scoured it. I promise there was nothing.
Spring break for video games. Maybe it is an April Fool's thing that people don't want their games released on April Fool's. Will you just say something, please? Trey's just making faces now.
I think my favorite April Fool's thing on Nintendo Power was when they gave you a fake cheat code about how to get Luigi in Super Mario 64.
That's pretty good.
That
speaking
was a fun
of fake,
April Fool's prank.
Speaking of hilarious April Fool's jokes, Trey, tell us what game you finished this week.
I finished, finally, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
What day did you finish it?
Yesterday?
Oh, so April Fool's Day? Did you really finish it?
Yeah, I really finished
it. Didn't finish it, huh?
I really did. I mean, I was like at the very end anyway.
Did you do all the shrines like you said you were going to do?
No, I didn't do all the shrines.
Probably a good move.
Didn't do all the shrines. My pet peeve with Zelda games.
Go on.
Is that...
Go off, King.
Go off, King. So it's like, you know, you beat Ganon, you beat Ganondorf.
And then it resets your save so you can't...
It resets everything.
Well, yeah, like, so why? You can fight him all you want over and over.
Yeah, but no, I don't like that, though. Because, like, you know, it says, like, oh, defeat Ganon, complete. Save the princess, complete. Oh, I completed it, great.
You know what?
But then it sends you back, and it doesn't say complete anymore.
That would be like if...
Every other game does that.
That'd be like at the end when... Paul kills Fade Rautha if afterward he just got up and Fade Rautha was still alive again.
Ridiculous.
Just plays that over and over and over.
No. I've always been annoyed with that with Zelda games.
But then your game is basically just kind of locked.
Well, no. There's other stuff you could do.
Well, usually in Zelda games there's not because they're usually very linear. And it's a way for you to be like, hey, here's...
But there's side missions and stuff you can do in that game.
But you usually have to finish them before you fight Ganon. So what they do is they revert it. You go back in time, then you can go finish your mission and fight Ganon again. I've had save files where I fought Ganon several times.
But you admit, though, it's just kind of frustrating.
It is a little archaic.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I want to be in a world where Ganon is gone.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Have it.
Thank you.
Pet peeve, Confirmed.
It's my pet peeve, but I'm done with Zelda. Throw it out. Never play it again. Never touch it again.
Okay.
Ever. Even if there's a fire.
Okay.
What's and, next on your hit list?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're one game down, 29 to go.
Oh, boy.
With 8 months left.
I have Cyberpunk I'm working on. Maybe we try to play some short games.
That might be a good idea. Like what? Pick a game.
Finish Night in the Woods.
You have a full week now of free time to finish games. Pick a couple short games and just finish them.
Okay.
Right now, pick one.
All right.
Short Kings, we call them.
Short Kings.
Yeah, this is Short King week.
Let me go here. Let me go into my video game backlog. And I have some of these.
Why'd you add an L to that word?
Backlog.
Backlog.
Blacklog.
Okay, dude. You know what? I don't.
That's what Trey has to put out after we go eat chili.
You know, if you. A second Trey chili diarrhea reference. Did something happen?
No.
Okay.
I don't eat chili.
Did you know that if you have too much Pepto Bismol, though, you will
yes,
have black feces?
It's happened to me in real life. I thought it
was. It has happened to me, too.
Okay. Limbo. That's 4 hours. I need to finish that.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kentucky Route Zero is 9 hours.
What is that?
It's a weird
it's,
game.
It's you play as the Colonel, I believe.
Yeah.
Adam played while we were waiting for our... well, I'll get to it later. But I had an event last weekend.
You guys keep talking. I gotta let my dogs out.
You had an event last weekend?
That I did.
What'd you have?
My birthday.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh?
Anyway, but while we were waiting for it to load, Adam played the KFC dating simulator.
Nice. Okay. You had a fun little birthday without me?
You attended later on.
No, I wasn't there. I was told I could not come.
Yeah, because you don't know.
That parking lot there, though, and where were we? What shopping center?
That is K-Town.
That parking lot is the worst parking lot. And you know what it is? It's just small. Like the spaces between the cars, like the actual parking lot, you cannot fit two cars in those lots. You know what I'm talking about? Like where the cars are. I don't know what you call that. In a parking lot.
Man, I wish Connor was here.
Yeah, I know. I wish he was here too. But yeah, like you can't fit any cars there. Everyone's like honking at each other. There's like three cars trying to get to the same place. It's the worst. Worst parking lot.
Go off.
You guys did play, you did have a big Civ tournament.
I'm now realizing this was over a week ago.
Yeah.
This was not this weekend. Yeah, I had, we had the boys for my birthday, all the Civ boys. We played a big match of Civ at a gaming cafe and it.
Oh, you're at a cafe.
Yeah, that's why we were in K-Town.
I thought you just were at your house.
No, we should have been at my house because the power wouldn't have gone out.
It went out.
And we had to re-download the game a bunch of times. It was kind of a disaster.
That sounds like a disaster.
We got about halfway through the game, so.
Okay.
You know.
Fun?
Yeah, fun.
All the boys. I made it out there.
Connor's back. Ask him your parking lot question.
So, Connor, in a parking lot, what is it called? Like the
a meter?
Like the when you're in the actual parking lot trying to find a space, what's that called? Like the space between like a car is here and a car is here.
He spent like 2 minutes trying to ask me this question.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
I think the word aisle works there.
Aisle. The aisle.
Or the lane?
And lane. In that K-Town, the lanes are so tiny.
He said Koreans don't know how to make a parking lot and he'll never park there again.
I mean,
right?
I didn't say it like that. Maybe.
He got mad.
I got real mad.
At an entire people for their parking
lot. Honestly,
the
worst parking lot I've ever been in like that is if you park downtown to go to the Dallas County Courthouse.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
it's underground,
yeah.
And it was built in, like, the 70s, and, like, all of the spots are so small.
Yeah.
So.
Also, North Park on Christmas, like, the week before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Impossible to park.
Yeah, it seems awful as well.
Parking sucks.
Was that all you've been playing, Trey?
Yeah, Zelda. But I have my list. I mean, there's options.
Pick a damn game, and you're
Limbo.
Playing it this week.
Limbo.
So you're playing Limbo?
I got Limbo. Kentucky Route Zero.
No,
you
picked
Soma.
Limbo.
We got Metroid Dread.
Yeah, you picked Limbo.
Okay, cool. cool.
Opening these pumpkin seeds.
Do it.
Well, go Austin, what
I think I've played like half of it, but I need to finish it. I'll finish that in Night in the Woods.
I've been playing quite a bit. Valheim with several people. Started a new server. My friend David, who's never played. He wanted to.
David Drown?
Yeah.
Oh.
How's he doing? Is he doing well at Valheim? I don't really know if it's competitive or not. So
it is not at all. We played about 10 minutes and he had to go eat soup. He's on a different two different time zones back, so different schedules. But been playing that with some other people too. Finally beat the mountain boss, which I've never done before. And then I'm playing some Overwatch 2 with Zach. He had me hop on and we've been playing there's a new non-binary hero, Trey, who I'm trying to figure out if I should be attracted to. Because, you know, that'd be gay, you know? Trey's shaking his head.
I would actually say, I would argue that all characters in Overwatch are binary because they're made up of code.
Look at this guy.
I know a certain podcast wouldn't like that.
Okay. We almost made it in an entire episode.
All right, keep going.
Playing Civ, Pikmin 4, Balatro. It's just been a real game-filled week, you know? You know how it goes. One of those weeks. Thanks to Connor's recommendation, I got hooked on Balatro, which then I then got Spencer hooked on, and he has been playing all week. And I've been getting screenshots all week of his huge blowout hands and everything. He's a numbers guy. He's like a Logic Excel numbers guy, so I figured this would be right up his alley, and boy, was I right.
I invited him on the podcast, but he was too busy
playing Balatro.
Putting his kid down, he said.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
His kid has rabies, so unfortunately.
He said he's putting Charlie down.
Do you guys know the survival rate of rabies?
Pretty bad, right?
It's happened one time.
Yeah, it's like 0%.
Yes.
If you're showing symptoms, you will die, basically. It's sad, but it's true. That's what I've been playing.
Sweet.
We need some new games to come out. I'm excited for this Elden Ring DLC. We need God, Trey's just shoveling
those. We got Dragon's Dogma.
We do have Dragon's Dogma. We got Final Fantasy Rebirth.
I am I'm going to play that Xbox game that got put on Switch. So,
which one?
It's like a Dark Ages like mystery game.
Pentiment.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to play Pentiment. That'll be my next game.
Okay.
So,
I'll play that with you.
Well, you need to finish your games first and then we can talk.
You got a whole week?
Yep. Anyway, that's all for me.
Man, I wish there was Twig.
I know. I'm sorry. Next week, guys, I promise I'll have something. If there's not even a Twig, I'll come up with a game.
Look, it's not your fault. It's just the game industry's fault.
It's true.
What's your favorite game of all time?
We got to do our lock of the week.
I'm going to say, this week... Let's go Pokemon Trading Card Game, the video game. Trey?
Do you have one? Or
I'm
going to
say Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay.
You know what? I think we have to go Tears of the Kingdom because it took Trey 7 months to beat it.
He finally did it.
Oh, almost a year. When did it come out?
May 12th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's almost a year. It took him 11 months.
Yeah. So, yeah. Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Great game.
Super Games Cast 64, Lock of the Week.
Alright, well that's the podcast this week.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had fun. Be back next week for episode 361 where we're going to talk about all of our, we're going to rank every single 360 game.
We should actually.
Yeah,
we should
really
talk about 360. We should have done that this week.
Maybe we really should have. Let's go back. Start it over.
Shout out to 360. Usher said, happy Easter Xbox. And that was great.
The hell are you talking about?
I think Usher's canceled, so...
What did he do?
It was an old thing. Yeah,
he's part of that Diddy crew.
Dylan.
Oh no!
There's a video of Usher saying, "Happy Easter Xbox," and it's the Xbox 360 logo.
Love it.
And with that, we're gone.
Happy Easter Xbox is the name of this episode.
Yes, it is. It is. Goodbye.
Bye.